Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Pope John Paul I once wrote in one of his books, "We are the amazement of God." We are the amazement of God. But a spiritual father asks, but if we don't realize and if we are not transformed, what is the point in being such a wonder? If I don't realize and if I don't wish to get transformed, what is the point in being such an amazement? We would be down there, no different than anyone else, which leaves the world no different than it's always been. So today's gospel invites us to open our eyes and to realize what a mystery, what an amazement I am. The 17th century English poet John Donne tells of a man searching for God. He is convinced that God lives on the top of a mountain at the end of the earth. After a journey of many days, the man arrives at the foot of the mountain and begins to climb it. At the same time, God says to the angels, "What can I do to show my people how much I love them?" So he decides to descend the mountain and to live among the people as one of them. As the man is going up one side of the mountain, God is descending the other side. They don't see each other because they are on the opposite sides of the mountain. On reaching the summit, the man discovers an empty mountaintop. Heartbroken, the man concludes that God does not exist. Despite speculation to the contrary, God does not live exclusively on mountaintops, in deserts, or at the end of the earth, or even in some heaven. God dwells among us and within a human being and in the person of Jesus. Staying on in the safety of the mountain is what Peter would prefer. During the transfiguration, Peter and his companions get a glimpse of the future glory of Jesus' resurrection. They want nothing more. They love to stay at the mountaintop. However, after they come down the mountain, they are told by Jesus, even though we don't see it in the gospel, that they have to get transfigured and they have to live in the valley with their brothers and sisters. So today's gospel passage invites us again, get transformed, realize what an amazement you are, and be the face of Christ before your brothers and sisters.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.